Chapter 13. Jamie becomes angry. "Okay, everyone," said Andrea. "Let's discuss Jamie's article on the supernatural." Everyone was suddenly quiet. Then Melanie spoke.
"Well, we've got a problem with that. Although the séance was very interesting, perhaps we should think of a different topic."
"What about the signs of the zodiac?" suggested Zach, changing the subject from the séance. "Many students are interested in that topic. Do you know anything about horoscopes, Jamie?"
"Yes, I do, Zach," answered Jamie. "I can write an article about the characteristics of each sign. That should be interesting for the students."
Then Elaine spoke. "That sounds like a good idea," she said. "But I've also heard a lot about auras around the body and something called chakras," she said.
"Do you know anything about those subjects, Jamie?"
"Yes, I do, Elaine," said Jamie. "Chakras are energy centers in the body. The energy in your body runs through these points and creates the aura around your body."
"I think I've heard of that," said Melanie. "When someone doesn't feel well, the aura is different. Another person can heal the sick person by passing his hands along the aura and finding the bad energy spots."
"Yes," said Jamie. "That kind of healing is called Reiki."
"Can you do Reiki too, Jamie?" asked Zach.
"Of course," said Jamie with a smile.
"Great," exclaimed Elaine. "Maybe you can heal Nicky if he gets hurt again. You really helped him before the football match."
Andrea became angry again. She was really getting frustrated by the discussion and by all the attention Jamie was getting.
"I'm sure it was all psychological," she said.
Everyone looked at her, surprised.
"We haven't got any more time for these stupid topics," Andrea continued. "We've got many other things to talk about today. Jamie can tell you more about his theories after the meeting. Then we can make a decision about the article at the next meeting." And Andrea continued with the meeting. When the meeting finished, Andrea asked Jamie if she could speak to him. They waited in the newsroom until everyone else had left and they were alone.
"Jamie," Andrea began.
"The newsroom is the place for working on the newspaper. You must stop talking about your subjects here."
"What do you mean?" asked Jamie.
"Horoscopes, healing. We've all got more serious topics to think about," she answered.
Suddenly, Andrea saw Jamie's smile disappear, and his expression became serious. Jamie looked at Andrea with indignation, and he started to speak to her very slowly and quietly. It was clear that he was angry.
"Andrea, I can see how you feel about the things I'm interested in," he said. "But the way you talk offends me. I never answer you because we're always in a group and I don't want to be unpleasant. But now we're alone, so I can speak freely."
Jamie was silent for a moment. He was obviously trying to control his anger.
"These are not my subjects, Andrea," he continued. "They are thousands of years old and millions of people believe in them. If you don't believe in them, that's okay. But you shouldn't consider other people's beliefs stupid. Be careful, Andrea. Soon, you won't have many friends if you offend them all the time. And, by the way, your friends don't think this stuff is stupid. They're very interested in it."
Andrea wanted to reply to Jamie, but she didn't have the opportunity. Jamie stood up and left the newsroom.